Simon Lodai Salvatore, a South Sudanese living in the Kenyan capital, Nairobi, says the transitional government of national unity must uphold democratic principles and foster a society where the voices of the people are heard and respected.
For the future of democracy in South Sudan, it is very important that the leaders, the president and those involved, especially also the parliament, they have to make sure they enact laws. They enact laws that are in favor of the interests of the majority. Right now, we have how many South Sudanese are out of the country, and who cares about them? You know, nobody cares about the ones in the camp in Kakuma, the ones in Uganda, the ones in maybe in diaspora. Nobody cares about them. Some of them die there of hunger. Some of them are mistreated there, and nobody cares. And we are saying we are a democratic country. We work for the interest of all. Whose interest are you? Do you mind about the interest of these people? No, you don't.
Salvatore calls on the government to draft a permanent constitution that protects the rights of the South Sudanese.
A democratic country should be able to have a constitution, and these constitutions should be able to suit the interest of every person. So not only suit the interest of one person, of one party, of one clique or group of the country.
John Dao Makwaich, another South Sudanese living in Nairobi, says the people of South Sudan should work towards creating a political environment that safeguards the interests of present and future generations.
Every South Sudanese should see him or herself as a citizen of that country. Okay. A system whereby you'll have freedom of speech, a system whereby you can speak, at least to express yourself, and as well also a system of movement. The other thing also in our country, everyone become like a military person, you know. Guns are everywhere in the country, and therefore you'll be targeted. You are not free in your own country.
Many South Sudanese fled to Kenya during multiple conflicts in the country. Some settled in the towns across Kenya, while others went to Kakuma refugee camp. Mark Odhuok fled to Kenya during the South Sudan's 2013 conflict. Odhuok says authorities in South Sudan should allow freedom of association and expression, as well as free media and civic space, so that political parties can freely participate in democratic discourse.
In our country, the soldiers should not interfere with democracy. Okay. Because if soldiers come in, then there will be no democracy there. You know, I don't know how can we call that kind of democracy. Is it a military democracy or a civilian democracy? That is something we need to avoid. We need to ensure that there is freedom of association. Political parties should be given political space to go out and sell their manifestos to the citizens of the country.
Adwok adds that the wide availability of guns and ammunition in South Sudan could threaten the country's future democracy. He says some South Sudanese living in Kenya want to return to their home country, but they want to see that there is a rule of law, transparency, accountability, and political representation. For VOA News, I am William Sande Mabur in Nairobi, Kenya.